That was Peter Berkowitz, essayist and contributing editor at The New Republic. Rashid Khalidi, professor and director of the Center for International Studies at the University of Chicago. Katha Pollitt, columnist for The Nation on politics, gender, and pop culture. And Raymond Tanter, professor of international security and ballistic missile defense at the University of Michigan. They were participants in Attack Iraq, a debate. Shirley Jihad moderated the discussion. This program was produced by Alternative Radio, an independent, award-winning weekly series. AR features diverse voices such as Noam Chomsky, Tariq Ali, Vandana Shiva, and Joseph Stiglitz. To access our catalog, visit our website at alternativeradio.org. Again, that website address is alternativeradio.org. Or you can call our toll-free number, which I'll give you in just a moment. For Visa or MasterCard orders for the complete one-hour program you just heard, Attack Iraq, a Debate, call us toll-free at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-444-1977. You can send us a check. Tapes and CDs are $15. Transcripts are $9. Our address is AR, P.O. Box 551, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Special thanks to Carrie Nathanson and the Public Square in Chicago. Our closing music features Iraqi oud master and composer Munir Bashir. David Barsamyan is Alternative Radio's director. I'm Tanya Lowendorf. Thank you for listening.
Listening to Freak Radio. Fuck the FCC. This is Pat from Anti-Flag. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Between the Lines, presenting news and analysis of critical issues affecting our region, the nation, and the world. This week we present Sarah Anderson of the Institute for Policy Studies, who summarizes her group's report detailing the bribes and threats they claim are being employed by the White House to win international backing for its war on Iraq. John Bonifaz, lead attorney in the lawsuit Doe versus Bush, who describes the court case which is attempting to derail President Bush's plan for a U.S. invasion of Iraq by asserting that only Congress has the right to declare war. And Jason Hagen of the Washington Office on Latin America, who discusses prospects for increased U.S. military intervention in Colombia after three Americans working for the Pentagon were taken prisoner when their plane crashed in the jungle there. But first, we begin with a summary of some of the week's underreported news stories.
While the White House and its so-called coalition of the willing gear up for another attack on Iraq, major U.S. media outlets are sharpening their censorship pencils. According to Robert Fisk, a Middle East correspondent for the British-based independent newspaper, CNN, the cable news network, has instituted new procedures for editing and script approval at its Atlanta headquarters to further sanitize the network's news reporting from the Gulf War zone. In essence, it will be up to CNN management and not the reporters in Kuwait, Baghdad, or Ramallah who will make the final cut in the news accounts of what is happening in the new war on Iraq. During the clashes last year in the occupied Palestinian territories, the CNN bosses in Atlanta pulled off the air a story about Red Crescent ambulance drivers who were being shot at by Israeli soldiers. The objection in Atlanta was that the Israeli army would not comment on camera. As Fisk complains, since when do we hold a story hostage to the whims of governments and armies? This means that governments and armies are indirectly censoring us, and we are playing directly into their hands. The news magazine In These Times